At about the same time that California State University trustees were approving yet another increase in the cost of attending their schools, 9% more this time, a group of disgruntled Sonoma State students gathered on the grass in the Central Quadrangle to express their frustration over reduced access to classes. The immediate complaint, said third-year student Marissa Brogdon, was a newly imposed limit on the number of academic units each student is allowed to carry.
16-unit cap means that all students only can take up to 16 units. They have the petition for more. And that affects everyone dramatically because 3 to 5 units is usually a typical class. It's hard to get all you need with only 16 units. That prohibits freshmen from graduating on time in 4 years.
Tuesday night, that limit was eased a bit to allow some students to take up to 18 units. While Brogdon welcomed the change, she says it's only a partial fix.
Some people who declare their major late or change their major are going to struggle with the 18-unit cap. They might not be able to get the units that they need and the classes that they need at the time that they need with this cap.
The bigger problem, added senior political science major Kia Koldrup-Lane, is that limited access to classes is forcing students to take longer to graduate.
There's no way that if you took 16 units or 18 units every semester that you'd be able to graduate on time in 4 years. Right now, the average graduation expectancy rate here at Sonoma State is 4.5 years. In the CSU overall, it's 6 to 7 years. It's ridiculous.
Brogdon and Koldrup-Lane are active in Students for Quality Education, which organized a lunch hour dialogue with Sonoma State's new provost, Andrew Rogerson. He explained to the group that the cap and other measures were meant to keep key classes from filling up too quickly.
It's an attempt to slow down the way that students register for their classes so that we can keep a little control on it. We anticipate that although there will be a progressive signing up for classes, that at the end of the day, everyone will get the full class roster that they need to stay on track. A full load of classes can often be just 15 units. If someone's doing 5 classes at 3 units each, that's a lot of work. So it's a question of the students really paying attention to the classes they sign up for that they need for graduation. They need 120 units in most cases. They don't need to be signing up for 130 units.
The number of courses offered at SSU is actually up a bit this year, Rogerson told KRCB, and should stay there despite the additional $2.3 million budget cut the school is braced for, due to less than projected state revenues. That's a big part of the reason for the latest system-wide fee increase, which Koldrup-Lane finds highly objectionable.
This fee increase is on top of the 29% we already faced last year. A lot of students are being phased out of the CSU system, and as much as we keep paying more for education, we're getting much less, and that's not acceptable.
Rogerson, himself a parent of a UC student, told the group he sympathizes but said they can do more than he to change matters.
The students and their parents have got the most powerful voice in California, and if no one takes any action, then nothing will be done and we'll just continue to see cuts. But there is a powerful lobbying force out there, in particularly the parents who are paying, in many cases, this tuition increase. They have a voice that needs to be heard.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.